Hell yeah. Yeah.
Married, no farmer, bad energy me carry. Been thoughts the life in the darkest night, my habit. A sharpened nice. Knife, me cutting through with these. This try to beat like capital.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Seth.
It's gonna feel weird because I'm gonna lean.
Hello.
I got some lean.
Welcome to the worst ever podcast. But don't worry, it's not for you, it's just for us. Are those fucking intros getting better? Are they getting worse? I don't know.
I thought I was gonna do the pop. I don't know,
maybe keep
thing.
Experimenting.
I'll keep changing it up every
yeah.
now and then.
Yeah, we'll
right, just for us, episode 12. Back. I'm Eddie. Next to me is Matt. Next to Matt is Ash.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm intruding.
This is our first threesome.
No, it's my second.
Same.
It's my first.
Well, welcome, buddy.
Mum, you'd be proud.
Cheers.
I mean, maybe you'd, maybe Mum would be into me Cheers, having Ash. Threesomes. I don't know.
Episode 12.
All right, we just want to go over a few things. Fucking... We're meant to be playing in Sydney tonight, right now, but
right
obviously
now.
You
Two
can't.
Back-to-back sold-out shows.
You guys got infected with the COVID-19, so we're here doing a podcast. We would have done one in Sydney, but you guys just went straight into lockdown, so that's all right. We've postponed that. That's all good. We got 10K followers on Spotify, 10K followers on Insta, which is crazy because we haven't even released any music yet.
Yeah.
So you cunts are fucking doing awesome.
I guess we're famous.
Such hacks.
We must be doing something right. Fucking yeah, that's pretty much it. That's happened with the band. So
yeah, we also fight a lot.
Yeah,
we had the biggest punch on we've ever had in the house the other night.
Yep.
It was quite terrifying. My brother was over and I was like, oh hey, this is what my house is like, it's good vibes. No.
Well, because it was Andy that got in the punch on with your roommate Jacob.
Yeah.
Well, because Andy was smoking a dart inside.
It was just wasted, as you can probably tell from watching the fucking episode.
I mean, we've had episodes where we've smoked darts inside. We never got bashed.
Mm.
So,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's a bit, yeah.
It's an alpha thing. There's always got to be an alpha male in the house.
Yeah.
And there's no real rule on the smoking inside. It's
covering your eyeballs.
I did it one time. I'm on top of it now.
I love being taller than you for once.
I know, for once. I'm kind of...
It's a kiss for you, look.
I'm taking the little...
It's so funny.
Little Ashy.
We've been making some music at home, if you want to talk about that. I don't know.
We haven't been making any music.
Oh, Ash and I.
Oh, yeah, no, Jesse, we've been doing some really cool stuff. Well, Ash has been doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's completely different to what we actually do, because Ash likes mixing his electronic music, and then we just come in with some lyrics, well, Matt and Jess do, and...
I don't think it's ever been heard before. It's nothing I would ever hear before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really weird shit.
We even showed
Can
our
Can you
mate.
Guys come closer? I feel this is weird. Like, I want to be,
you
wanna be
like,
together.
I see you trying to talk to me and you got to like...
I know, I'm like...
Well, like, I can creep up on your shoulder like this, but I can't actually move fast.
There.
I'll move faster. That's what
move
I...
Move faster. Okay. Move faster.
Come in.
This is so cozy.
Hey.
And yours looks a bit awkward.
It is a bit awkward.
Yeah, I could have a mic stand, but I thought it'd
Is it awkward
out.
Right now?
I feel great.
Hey, you just said it was awkward.
You know what's funny about Ash? He's shaved his beard. Oh, wait, what was it? Head. Shaved his head off like a month, 2 months ago?
Oi, don't.
A month ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
Definitely a month. And he shaved in the bathtub, which is a pretty sensible option, you know. And it's kind of like the bathroom we don't use. But like ages ago, I went in there and there was hair. I'm like, oh, it's disgusting.
It was a day of.
And then like a couple of days ago, Andy was like, sent a photo to the group chat. And he was like, Ash, this is so fucked up. It's been here for fucking ages. And I'm like, shit.
Yeah, I get a bit.
It was still there.
I've shaved my hair twice and cleaned it up twice.
Disgusting.
I think that's, you know, that's good.
Think of like the worst hairball you've ever seen.
I was a part of me was doing an experiment because after about a week my hair was less red than it usually is and it was going
right,
a bit
gray. It's not less red ever.
It was going
can't
gray.
Escape the wringer.
No, it was going gray, dying like in gray? The bathtub. Yeah.
Here's a question.
Cool.
When are you gonna shave that beard?
Oh, I just want to see where it's going.
It's gone too far. It's
big.
Just, that's all it's gonna get.
No, it'll go more.
I think it's cool.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'm going to shape it and we will talk about this. No,
I think we'll hit 15,000 subscribers on YouTube, dude.
Crazy. That's because that's the only place we put shit up.
Yeah, I know. But I think it's good starting the reverse way. Because every artist that I like, they don't do YouTube anymore. And it's such a nice they platform.
Just, yeah, they just promote all their stuff on Insta and, you know, they say, yeah, we've released a new song, but we don't do that. We just chuck it up on YouTube and then you guys do the rest.
Yeah, so Dry's been up for a month. It's doing, what, 200? I mean,
yeah, over 200? Yeah, over 200.
Yeah, and Chai Latte, it's catching up to Chai Latte, which is crazy. It's a race to a million, really. I wonder if putting it on Spotify will fuck that up. So maybe we'll...
No, maybe cunts will go, I don't know, go on or listen to the OG.
No, I think the streams will bypass the streams on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Mm. Yeah.
But a mil on YouTube hits different than a mil on Spotify.
Yeah, it does.
Just depends how the masters turn out.
Guys, it's just a number. Who really cares about views?
Yeah, so it's not about the views. It's about the gratification I get afterwards.
Yeah. I feel
so
like
it's the views.
The comments are great. That's why YouTube's good as well. It's so fun getting to know
any platform where there's like anonymity, I feel like people are just encouraged to say nicer things.
Yeah.
Because apparently like being nice is like...
So it was the opposite.
I don't know, but it's both ways. Because like some of Reddit's comments are the best. I think Reddit's got my favorite comments about us.
Reddit has the best comments on...
I just use Reddit for porn.
Yeah, same. But
same. Yeah.
And all the comments on those are just source. Like, what's the OG?
What's her
source
name?
what's her name? And you go on like a deep dive. It's really dark. But it's kind of artistic in a way.
Yeah, like modeling is its own art.
Yeah. I wonder if we did that skit we're planning on doing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You may or may not have seen it.
If you have, we did it. If you haven't, we haven't done it. I think we will do it. I think it'll be fine.
We'll give it a go. Like, yeah, if it doesn't turn out the way we want it to, then fuck it. At least we tried.
Hell yeah.
It's too bad we can't talk about it because we haven't done it.
Well, I don't even know what it's going to be like. It could be zombies. It could be aliens. It could be viruses.
Ooh. Dropping hints, baby.
Why do you have to hint it if they've already seen it?
Oh, right.
But if they haven't seen it, it's on the next one.
My tattoo's going well, Ed.
Yeah, yep. Fucking oath. Not many people have said much about it.
Not in fact. We can put it on everything, like Instagram.
We should.
Chop it up.
Yeah. We should actually make that a...
Some guy messaged... Some guy followed me privately on Instagram. Was like, the guy who sent the Minnie Mouse tattoo?
Yeah.
He was like, nice tat, but I think mine was better. I'm like...
Yeah.
How's it going? I haven't seen it since I've done it. Is it good? You don't have to show me.
I'm right here.
It's not a big don't have to show.
I don't want to see it.
Oh,
he's
doing the peeling.
It's dry. It's peeling. Yeah, you got to moisturize that.
I did.
You know that's on you forever.
Yeah, I got that's the. Crazy. I got the. We'll just gloss over that fact. I got the Panthen. You know, it's for baby butts. Well, that sounds weird.
Mm.
It's for chafing.
Yeah, oh right.
For the weekend.
You know what's crazy? You know the The guys that got "fuck your day" tattooed on their arm,
yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
That's legendary.
That is
definitely
mad.
Putting photos up of that.
That is sick.
First
round to tap.
They get a follow as well. We followed them.
Yeah,
fucking sick cunts.
Fuck, they both got it. "Fuck your day." I think they're Italian or something.
Definitely Italian.
Yeah, Italian, yeah.
Yeah.
And some other guy messaged us saying, "I'm thinking of getting one of your lyrics tattooed on myself." And he's like, "I'm thinking dry." And
dry words, not the word dry.
Just the word dry. I might get that. That's pretty cool.
So we get magic tats.
We should, and I should do them right now.
I mean, we probably will.
Maybe when the band breaks up, we'll do that, just because it's like, I don't know.
Give it a week. We're going to break up at 10K Instagram followers.
Fate.
I was going to call it.
10K is it, like, then. Yeah.
It's funny looking at, you can check your stats, you can see how many people unfollow over the past 28
days. It's actually surprising about how many people unfollow us.
Yeah.
Really?
4 million people. So
40 million.
40 million.
My God.
So technically, we've got over 40 million followers.
Wow.
No, it's only 400.
400
past month.
Past month. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
if we say, you know, 400, we lose 400 followers every month.
We gain like 3K, I think.
Yeah, so all up.
It's no big deal. It's their loss.
The amount of people that know us. Loss. Like, think about in our day-to-day lives, how many people have we even walked past? Have we walked past that many people?
Oh,
yeah, probably.
Thinking
yeah.
of getting walking past people. This has nothing to do with walking past people.
Well,
it just reminded me.
Answer my question for me. They're just going to skip over.
Answer in the comments. Our friend is a nurse, and he does what a nurse does. And he Snapchatted me the other day. He's like, I'm nursing for a Rancid Eddie fan. Say hi. I'm like, what? He's like, hey, say hey, Sean. I'm like, hey, Sean, how you going? Yeah. And then Jess was telling us today that his cousin's thingo or whatever. She's like, my fucking daughter's obsessed with this band called Rancid Eddie. And then she was like, oh, that's fucking my cousin. And then, so we're getting out
that's
there.
Awesome. That's awesome.
It's getting there. We've got a lot of New York fans.
New York fans.
It's kind of cool.
A lot of people in the UK.
We blew up again on
UK.
Everything this past. Remember when we were trying to get to 10K?
We were literally like anticipating, like we were all in the lounge and like, oh, we need like four more followers and then like two people would unfollow and then like two more followers. It took forever just to go to get 10 followers.
Yeah, to get 10 followers, we're on 9,990 for like an hour.
Because we had gotten like 100 that day or something.
Yeah.
That day, yeah.
And then we put up nights like these.
We spam nights.
And then it like...
And then since 10K, blew up. We've got since 10K, we got 600 followers.
Yeah, we've got 600 followers in like 3 days.
For fuck's sake. Those 10 followers meant more.
So weird.
Yeah.
How it just like shoots up.
Ash?
We're shooting up? Yeah?
Yeah, we're shooting up. No, have you got any some funny questions?
I forgot one.
I forgot one.
I forgot one, but I've got one.
All right, what's the one?
If you could say one word, only one word, for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Num.
What?
Num,
num. Num, 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 num,
num. Num, num, num,
num, num,
num.
Num, num, num. Mine would be, I just thought of something, but then I got distracted.
Spit it out.
We should choose one for each other.
Oh. And then we should do it for like 1 minute.
No.
Ah,
yours would be one word?
Maybe a short phrase.
Like for you I'd do something like buy Kim Kardashian's new face cream today.
Oh, like a sentence.
Because you think that would suit me or because you would think it's funny for me to say that for the rest
of my life? If you want a sentence, then Matt's sentence should be I love Skrillex.
Well, who doesn't?
That's what I mean. That's the only thing you can say.
Ed's is... I love Skrillex. Please don't touch my asshole.
And then everybody's like, too late, buddy.
Please don't touch my asshole.
Please. That's not a bad question. That's pretty good.
Buy Kim Kardashian's next beauty product.
Good. Your brand is on point. I'd hire you.
Please buy Kim Kardashian's next beauty product.
Yep. Shout out
I might actually go buy Kim Kardashian's.
KK.
Kim Kardashian's next beauty product.
Please don't touch my asshole.
This is what I love, Skrillex. This is what we've turned into.
Yeah, this is
propaganda.
This is fun.
Slaves to the system. So nothing's changed.
Is Kim Kardashian's beauty products not healthy for us?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think they'd be like FDA approved or some shit. I reckon.
Right.
I reckon they slaughter pigs. Yeah. I mean,
they test the products on pigs.
Yep.
Right.
I could say something really offensive, but I won't.
Don't say it.
I think you should.
No, I'm not.
Just stick to your one sentence.
Say.
Hate.
Ed, you got some good questions, no?
I got no questions. I don't.
I remember the other one.
I'll probably come up with it soon. What are you eating?
It's ice, baby.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
Ice. If you were given the ability to time travel, what would you use it for?
Time travel.
But I mean, like, if you could...
I feel like this is a trick question.
That is a stupid idea. Okay, I will be a bit more specific.
Okay.
with the ability to use time travel, what sort of tasks would you use it for? Let's say I'm kind of going off time travel where like you're going back in time and like you are still going about, like you'd go back, let's say you go back 5 hours. You 5 hours ago, you're still going about your day, but you can just do something else as well.
You know what I would, wait, say it again.
What if you run into yourself?
Well, that's part of the issue.
What if you kill your granddad?
You know what I would do?
You wouldn't die. You wouldn't die if you killed your granddad. Because you're still alive. You can't go past, like, your birth.
I'd be the biggest fucking tease to myself. I'd go into the future for like a minute and just see where I'm at and then go back. I'd be like, okay, how am I going to get there?
That's so tricky.
And then you're like, I guess I went like this.
Yeah. And then every movement is just like, shit.
Oh, now I'm here. Wait, I guess no matter what you do, you're going to end up there. Even if you... Wait, oh, shit. What if you just walked in the complete opposite... Okay, so if you went in time, but went forward in time, you ended up at the train station. Let's say I walked the complete opposite way from the train station. I'm going to end up at the train station. Yeah. So something crazy is going to fucking happen. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep walking in opposite direction until, I don't know, like a car hits me. I get stuck to the car. The car then swerves out of control, drives through someone's front fence, through someone's back fence. We fly off. A dog drags us to then the train station.
Yeah, you're going to get to the train station no matter what.
That sounds completely legitimate to me. Yeah. I swear I saw that happen to a guy at the station the other day. He died.
The only thing he said was, I made it!
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
He died. He was that fan that our friend was nursing.
Did you get his time travel machine?
No, I sent him a Snapchat.
Oh.
Has he died yet, or is this going
to happen? No, he's definitely dead by now.
Fuck.
I pulled the plug.
Well, he's got time travel, so he's alright.
I have time travel.
Oh, this isn't a screw top. It's just turning around in my hand.
Can I do it?
Do the thing. Make it pop.
I can do it. Nah.
Oh, I want it to fly. Whoa. Shoot.
3, 2, 1.
Matt, you didn't answer.
Oh, shit.
I'd go back to that.
I'll do it again.
Well, I'll go back and redo the...
Redo my shit one. Jesus.
I did it.
Yeah. So thanks. I was going to say thanks, but fucking.
Thanks, guys, for watching this far.
The people that watch this far are the true heroes.
I know. Because what do you have better to do? Read a book or something. Something like learn something.
Or yeah, we could teach you something.
We could teach you something.
Do you guys like the ancient?
Ancient. We could talk about like ancient Greeks. I know a little bit of ancient Greek shit.
How about I've got a question?
Go.
Do you guys ever have reoccurring dreams?
Wait, were we talking about this earlier? No, I don't know. It was in the movie we were watching. I don't currently have reoccurring dreams, but the only reoccurring dream I remember having was when I was really young. It was a nightmare. It was in like the nursing home that my great grandmother lived in. And it was a refrigerator with arms and legs. It was running down the hallway and it terrified me so much. And it ended up, I was running through like a maze with this refrigerator with arms and legs chasing me. It was the most
terrifying. Did you get like traumatized from like a prank call? Is your refrigerator running? And you're like, oh shit, I don't know.
it's chasing me now in my dreams.
I actually have a similar one that reminded me. When I was in my first house ever, back in the day, I used to sleep with my fucking mum because I was scared when I was young.
That's gross.
Not like that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyways, we had this rumpus room, which is like, I don't know. Do Americans know what a rumpus room is? Like, not a basement.
What's a rumpus?
But not an attic. Attic's the one in the roof. But we don't even have attics here.
Yeah, we don't even have basements here.
No. So it's just like it's a downstairs. Yeah. 5 steps and you're in that more of the house. And there was 2 rooms at the back.
Kind of like a man. Oh. Yeah, rumpus room. I know. You know.
Yeah. Like a...
It's the room where it happens.
Anyways. I had this fucking crazy dream. The violence is so real right now. I'm scared. These two have been going at it for the past
go,
1 minute.
Go. What's this dream?
I've had... What are you going to get? A weapon?
No.
That's go. Empty.
Keep going.
I'm scared.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Hello.
No wonder the 3-way podcast hasn't happened. Don't do it to me.
I didn't.
You thought about it, and that's worse. Pussy.
Go, I'm interested in this dream.
Yeah.
I didn't hurt you, Edzo.
It's alright.
I hope he did. He deserves it. I had this dream where I sit on like the stairs there every night. I go, stop. Listen to me, motherfucker.
I'm listening.
Stop. I knew this is fucking fuck me because I have to lean forward and you can't do shit behind my back.
I'm as close as I can get. I'll get closer.
No, you're just looking in front.
Go on.
So there's pandas. Has that got your attention now?
Pandas.
I used to be shit scared of pandas.
Really?
They would come out of the fucking room, and then there's been this force where I like get paralyzed, like dementors and everybody. You get paralyzed by them, and I'll get paralyzed by these fucking pandas, and they like bring me into the back room. It's fucking terrifying, and I had it every night for like a long time. Then my mum's like, if you want to go to SeaWorld next week, you have to sleep in your bed for a week. I'm like, fuck SeaWorld.
Mm. There's no pandas in SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Nightmares of sharks and shit.
Have you? Do you, that's my recurring dream. Do you still get those dreams?
No, definitely not. Okay. I love pandas.
Yeah.
It's a cute, fluffy.
Yeah, cute.
They're the fucking devil.
I used to have this recurring. I haven't had it in a while, but this recurring dream. It's not a nightmare or anything.
Mm.
It was just kind of, it was a kind of like a feeling, but it was always the same place and the same just type of dream. It wasn't even like a story-based dream. It's just like, so I'd start off feeling really small, like the size of like a mouse, and I could see like the room and I could see how big it is. I'm just like, whoa.
Mm.
And then like I'll take a deep breath and I just become huge. Mm. Like I become the room. Like I'm as big as the room now. I can see everything. And I just go back to being so small. I'm like, wow, I'm so tiny. And then I just go up and I'm fucking huge again. Like it's just, in the, it was my dad's room that I'd imagine. I wasn't like a person or anything. I was just this little thing that could just float around and then become big. It was a crazy feeling. I could feel as big as a universe, and then as tiny as like a little rock.
Was it in the same room every time?
Yeah, same place, same room, same
was
everything.
Was this when you were younger or it's like...
When I was younger. But the craziest thing is when I started seeing my sister again, like catching up, I told her about this dream and she's like, every time I was speaking, she's like, yeah, I've had the exact same thing, the exact same dream. I'm like, wow, that's fucking
fuck
pretty sick.
In your childhood?
I don't know. But
well,
it's
like,
awesome.
That's actually a somewhat reoccurring dream in like... kids, like when they talk to like their psychologists and shit, a lot of kids have those kinds of dreams, like the ones
I mean,
of, like
kids
growing,
talking to psychologists
growing bigger. I don't know, fucking I feel like in, you know, the space where psychology existed, there has been a enough kids to get like a ballpark figure of how many dream about growing bigger.
Yeah. Growing bigger, like, and shrinking
growing,
as well,
like growing's the main one. But shrinking is like an also
but
kind
didn't,
of something that
it
pops
wasn't
up
like,
in those reoccurring dreams.
It wasn't like
you
growing
anything
like growing up.
It's just
but it's like your brain putting shit in it. Because like a kid's general desire is to like be grown up like the grown ups around them. Because kids generally get treated like kids. And when kids usually want to be treated like grown ups. So that's kind of like the whole like getting big.
It felt more of like a cosmic thing. Like I could be so small, like living on this tiny planet. Yeah. But then I could be as big as a planet. Like this is how big
that's
I am around the universe.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
I missed that dream.
So the meaning of like each kid's dream would probably be different. It's just like a kid's concept of like, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Growing and shrinking is just like a pretty simple concept for like a kid to grasp onto.
It must be part of growing up, I guess.
Yeah, growing up is a part of growing up. Or like
it's
blowing
interesting.
Up.
Yeah.
Blowing up.
Or like expanding and shrinking.
Getting exploded.
Yeah, exploded ding.
Yeah, that's one of my nightmares.
I reckon when I grow up...
Exploding would be the best way to go.
When I grow up, I reckon I'm going to get pretty fat.
I feel the exact same way, but my metabolism has just done me so well over all these years.
I have as well, but like I look back at pictures of my dad and he was very skinny, but then suddenly he just became fat. I'm just like, that's going to be me.
Yeah, I only ever knew your dad as...
fat.
Generally a bigger bloke, yeah.
Yeah, he was fat.
He was never like fat, was he?
It could have been a beer gut because he drank a lot of beer, but he was fat.
Yeah, because like my dad's kind of the same way, but like every now and then he's just got a gut period.
Yeah.
I've got, this reminded me of something. Now, you two have known each other since longer than I know both of you.
Ages ago. I think Ash have the, well, besides you and Andy have, probably the longest relationship.
Mm. Yeah, why didn't meet you guys when I was four? I mean, zero.
Yeah.
Well, we went to
you and Andy
we
have the longest relationship because that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was adopted.
But no, me and Ash, we've known each other for a long time. We've had a few gaps of years between.
And I brought them back together.
I don't think me and Ash were really like friends in primary school.
I wouldn't be friends with
you.
I wouldn't be friends with you.
We knew each other for about 5 years and then we became like...
Yeah, fuck off. Get out of here. Random conversation.
For about 5 years, we knew each other but weren't friends. And then we were like insanely good friends for a year. And then it kind of died out in year six. Yeah. And then we didn't see each other. Oh, we kind of saw each other like once off every now and then for a couple of years, and then we didn't see each other again until Andy's party when the band started.
There was high school. We were hanging out.
Oh yeah, you came back to high school.
I came back to high school for that 1 year.
Yeah,
and then the next time.
That's when I was like.
The next time I saw you after that, I remember very distinctly. Like the first time I saw you, I think it was like, fucking, I don't know, 2 years ago. I was walking down Waverley Road.
You pied my face. Remember the pie in my face?
That was the end of high school. I got a video of that. Yeah. but I remember walking down the main road. I haven't seen you for years. I'm like, oh my God, that's Ash. Like, that's my best friend. Well, not my best friend. That's some guy that I knew from primary school.
It's pretty
some
cool.
Random guy. It wasn't my best friend. But I was like, I was really excited to see you. But the way he acted was just like, oh, he doesn't really want to talk to me. Because you were fucking so high.
I was stoned as fuck.
You were so high. I could see in your face. Like, yeah, man. Like, it's good to see you. I'm like, I'm going to go now.
Yeah,
I don't want to speak to you like this.
I'm getting your anxiety.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like when I used to see Ash in high school and he'd drop off mushrooms past us at school. Anyways, it was like.
I wasn't at school that time.
No, he left.
Yeah.
And just started. Doing drugs and really going on a downhill path. It's very sad. Else. You know, he's never been the same since. Anyways, we're playing 8-10 square and
8-10 square.
That's what we used to do in year 12. It's pretty sick. And then I was the best at it. And then Ash would walk past and like hand us a bag of mushies one day at lunchtime. And I was like, how many should we take? He's like, not much. And then Jess just fucking grabs a handful and shoves them in his mouth.
Quickly. So I had heard that all the boys were going to someone's house that night for a party and I was unable to attend. So I thought, okay, I'm going to give this bag of mushrooms for a party to Jess so that he can take it back and everyone can have a trip. Jess proceeds to eat the whole bag.
And then you know what happens? Next, we have English class, our last English,
English
class, and we have a crush on the fucking teacher the whole time, the whole year. And she's been like making moves on us and shit. Was awesome. She was super sexy.
Yeah.
And then we go in and we're fucking Jess's tripping balls crazily. And then we go in and we're like, we're playing, what's like celebrity heads, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You get three people to sit at the front of the class, in front of a whiteboard, and you draw celebrities' names on their heads and they ask questions, yes or no questions, and they got to guess who they are. And I'm like, ah, sweet, it's pretty chill. Like, Jess can just sit here. And then she goes, who wants to be up? And then Jess fucking puts his hand up to go and sit at the front of the fucking class while he's chipping balls in mushies. But I don't fucking remember who he was.
He didn't get it. I remember
I remember.
But it was such a cook situation. I was like, oh my God, this is so fucking intense. Because he's just up there like...
Classic, Jess.
Can I just...
I don't know. I'm like, this is so fucking sus. He's clearly on something.
Can I take responsibility of all these times? I mean, not all these times, but because Jess took those mushrooms, because Ash gave you those mushrooms, and because I gave Ash his first puff of weed at school, and that sent him on his drug.
So really,
he did.
Yeah.
This whole rancid dirty thing started. We backtrack it to when you passed Ash a dude.
Well, because me and Jess bonded over smoking weed on Wednesdays.
At school?
No, because I went to...
We bonded over philosophy and
I mean, like...
existentialism.
It started because I was going to smoke weed with you. And you were like, I'm going to bring Jess. Oh. And then you were like, I've got detention. So it was just you and Jess. So me and Jess would smoke weed and just have chats. And all of a sudden, like, we both realized that we were the only smart cunts that we ever knew.
Wow. You can't say that.
What do you mean? I mean, obviously, like, Matt was included. So it was me, Matt, and Jess were the only people I knew that actually had heads on their shoulders. And then, like, I slowly, you know...
Which is probably a burden, but now the proof is in the pudding, no?
I mean, yeah. I mean, 10,000 people think we're okay, so...
Fuck them. You only need one important person.
Yeah.
And that's the mirror in the morning when you wake up. And you get up and you say to yourself, cunt. We're doing
have
this.
A cone.
No, it's not a waking back. It's inspirational. And you say, we're doing this again. And you go have a cone with Ash. Start your day on the waking back. And that's how you do it.
I'm never smoking again. I'm never smoking a cone again.
Oh, yeah, the green out.
Last time I was in this position, I was high and then greened out. Yeah, not doing that again. I hate weed. I love weed. I hate weed.
That was great, though. That's our most viewed podcast.
I know. It's because it's the title. It's clickbait, greening out and guns.
We just name this one the same thing.
How can we name this one? Like, so it's the truth, but it's spinning it, so it just...
Well, if if we do that thing at the start, we're going to do the COVID.
The skit.
Well, I'm just going to be like, COVID is not clickbait as the title.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask the title would be, are you my best friend?
That's kind of sad.
Well, because
I've been going with the theme of the two words, but...
Yeah, the two words is dope.
No, it's like two topics. It's special occasion. Something and something.
No one watched their game show fucking one. That was so sad.
That was the best. That was so good. I thought
it was pretty entertaining.
Well, it was funnest to do.
Maybe
it was pretty fun.
Maybe just we don't.
Well, the group ones in general are the funnest.
Yeah, they're fun.
Next one we do, you guys have to host because I hosted that last one. I was going to say like the winner gets to host the next one, but you guys all lost.
Time. Yeah, no one won. So
that was weird how that worked. I thought for the week after, I'm like, he planned this.
I did not.
Hey. Yeah, yeah.
I think I wasn't, maybe like subconsciously I did, because I knew Ash was going to get a lot of points with his questions and I knew he didn't want to win. But when it came to the last one, I'm just like, well, I can just make it completely even here with Matt's answer. So I picked you.
Yeah.
And then it made it completely even. I was like, sick.
That worked. And then it was a shit show after that.
So and you got a tattoo.
And I got a fucking tattoo. Assholes.
Yeah.
Some cunt complained on the last episode. It's like, well, how long was the episode? Like 8 minutes?
Yeah.
He's like, only 9 minutes? I'm like, well, yeah.
Sorry about that. But who wants to watch a tattoo for 45 minutes? Anyway, so hopefully this one is a bit more entertaining. And
it's pretty good.
I guess we'll think about putting some music on Spotify soon.
Maybe.
If
we'll
you've watched it this long.
Yeah.
You deserve to know.
Yeah.
How long?
A month.
Can we say long?
A month.
A month?
There'll be an announcement like maybe a week after this episode is.
Mm.
I think. Yeah.
Are we doing any promo?
Yeah, it's shitloads.
All right.
As in like for this podcast?
No.
For anything we're doing in the future?
Will people hear about
this? Pre-save and follow.
I think we've promoted. Oh, right.
Follow us on Spotify and Instagram.
Lick, lick, lick my balls.
Slap, slap, slap my knob.
All right.
Kiss, kiss, kiss my nuts.
Itchy, itchy, itchy ball sack, baby.
Monkey, monkey, monkey swinging in the tree.
Too wax shady. I'm nice to meet you, but I'm a lady.
I like them vines, abracadabra shines.
I think she's so fine.
Let's do it for the vine.
Do money, money makes me shine.
Only in time.
You gotta climb to the top. Don't tip, stop.
Tip, 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 tip.
Goodbye. Tip, Episode 12?
Yeah, episode 12. See you guys.
Ciao. Many chaps and we are rats chasing cheese. Get this one on the skull dog. I'm begging on the please.